connect. Holding by the seventh bracha, Re'ino Ve'onyenu, which Chazal asked what happens is the bracha of Re'ino, really Refuah should come after Sicha. Because it says, Atzelech lechol aveinechi, arayfi lechol tachloichi. The Betzim Refuah should come after Slicha. However, Chazal say in Megillah that the reason why Geula comes afterwards is because the Asidin Ligol B'Shviyas. Since Klai Yisrael Asidin Ligol B'Shviyas, the Gemara asks, it's really not Asidin Ligol B'Shviyas, it's really B'Shminis, but since the Bochomets are in B'Shviyas, that's Aschat of the Geula, so that's why it's in Shviyas. Now Rashi says something which is answers a very big question here. Rashi over there said, the shayla is, what is this bracha of Geula? We have a lot of brachas that have to do with Geula and Shmoneh Esrei. I think six brachas that really have to do with, right, Yerushalayim, Mircha, Berachim, Toshuv, Temach David Avdecho, there's a lot of brachas that have to do with the Geula. Shiva Sheftenu, Kal B'Shefer. What's this bracha of Reino V'Anyinu? So, B'Fashas, it sounds like, send the Geula, which is really Kal B'Shefer. Take us in from the Gula. What is this bracha? So Rashi says in Megillah that the bracha of this bracha of a Gula is really not a bracha of the Gula Asida. It's a bracha to be girlless from the constant sorrows that we have. Rashi says, Afogav Dai Gula Lav Gula the Golasi. Elishigalenu Minatar Taboy Talenu Tomit. The birchas kibbutz to bini Yerushalayim the tem of David yesh lefalach zvachas bracha laatzmo. The van migula zu afil hachi kimin deshim gula lo klu b'shvius. In other words, Rashi is bavarning that the bracha of bchalas not talking about the gula asida that we're going to be goel b'shminis shvius shminis. So Rashi says yeah in economy but shem gula achasi. However, lemaisa that answers lachur what the tachlis of this bracha is, what the purpose of this bracha is. This bracha is not a bracha of Gula Asido, and that also answers the end of the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Goyal Yisrael. They ask, but doesn't say Goyal and Nosir in the Ova, like it's referring to Mitzrayim, or Yigal in Lasid Lavai. Goyal is the Lashon of Tmidi, it's the Lashon of Hoiva, present. Because in the Hanami, the Gula that's referred to in this bracha is not the Gula Asido, and it's not referring to the Gula that was in Mitzrayim. It's the constant Gula, says Rashi, from the Tzarim. I saw in the Eitzah Tefillah, they say that what's the tachlis of the bracha? The bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he seems to be going that it's the Gula Asida, but it works also even according to Rashi, that we're asking, we're dominating to the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should give us the Yecholus to learn his Torah and be Eved Hashem without any mafrim. That's best. And what are we dominating for? When we daven for anything, when we daven for the Gula, when we daven, it's always Leman Shemecho, like we say. Reino ve'onyenu v'rivo revenu galenu mehero l'man shemecho. L'man shemecho is also that there shouldn't be a chil Hashem, but l'man shemecho is also that we should be mekap, be able to be, there should be kiddush Hashem, we should be able to be eved Hashem haroi. And just to go through the bracha, Reino ve'onyenu, there's a shadow whether or not the gear says no, it seems like most gear, sorry, the Raman has a gear of no. Reino ve'onyenu, it's not exactly clear why over here in this bracha we say no. Simply that we ask, every bracha has its unique chelek of the bracha, right? We mentioned that Ashivenu Avinu, Slachlonu Avinu, it's the brachas that have Avinu. Doesn't say Slach no Avinu. Slach no Lonu Avinu. Doesn't say a lotion of no Bakasha. Only here Rein no Vanyenu. What's the pshat? So maybe you could say that the pshat is, I didn't see anybody really be mitachas with Nekuda, but their mazber, the Rei Vanyenu, is Vayara Shemas Onyenu, like it says in Mitzrayim. Vayara Shemas Onyenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that even though we deserve to go down to Mitzrayim for whatever reason. However, the Inu was greater than the Avera. Right? Nachmu, Nachmu Ami, right? It's because they were Loku B'Kiflayim, so the Nechama was B'Kiflayim. They got Kilo more. The Goyim went and gave us more of a cloth than we deserved. So Re'eno Ve'onyenu V'Rivo Rivenu, taking a comma against, fight our fight, Kenege the Goyim, the people that are being Meshabed us, because the Inu is greater than we deserve. So we're asking the No, really, is we deserve. We deserve to get fetched for whatever reason. We ended up in Golis for a reason. However, Re'eno, please, Ribbono Shel'Olam, rechin all the shibud and the greater shibud that we deserve. Re'eno ve'onyenu, v'rivo rivenu, and fight against the goyim. Uvaleinu mehira l'man shemecho. V'goyim us mehira. Mehira is either because they've given us more than we deserve. So, it, it's the same way that the Kodesh Baruch was Chishev Es HaKeitz, and he made the 400 years into 210, it was quicker than he deserved. So if you reign over Anyenu, it'll be Bimehir, it'll be quicker. But I think maybe the push-up shot is Ugalenu Mehir Laman Shemecho. What's Laman Shemecho? Laman Shemecho is Asay Laman Shemecho, like we daven in Shemar Nesrei. Why? Because it's a Chil Hashem. Every day that we're in Golis, and it's Ki'ilu as if the Ribbono Shelam is not the one that runs the belt, it's a Chil Hashem. Memeilo Ugalenu Mehir Laman Shemecho. It should be quickly. Every single day counts. Every single day is a Chil Hashem. Take us out right away. That it shouldn't be Laman Shemecho. Laman Shemecho. That there shouldn't be any more Chil Hashem. Be Goyal. Ki Goyal Chazakoto. Because you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, are a Goyal Chazak. What does it mean that he's a Goyal Chazak? What does it mean that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a strong Goyal? He's the strongest. So it's interesting. It says in the Haggadah that the Ein Hadei Elisha. So you say Biyod Chazaka. What do you say to Kadosh Baruch Hu? You tell him that Biyod Chazaka, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the enemy of Mitzrayim. So what does it mean Biyod Chazaka? Biyod Chazaka is kilu that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was the only one that was involved in the Geula. There's no one else. That's what you're trying to impart to the Ein Hadei Elisha. You're right that there's so much that you can tell him. But the one that we have to really impart him is that the Chazaka was that it was shown the Geula was done in such a way that there was no way to attribute to any natural occurrence. It was clearly beyond any human being's ability, and it was clearly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Goyal Chazak. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Goyal Chazak when he does the Geula of Mitzrayim. We've already seen that his Geula is in an oifen of Chazak that you can't attribute to anybody. Mamela Kadosh Baruch Hu show the veld, says Kimei Tzeis Mitzrayim or Enin Nefloris, that the Geula is going to be like it was in Mitzrayim, significantly greater than the Geula was in Mitzrayim. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu has the Yecholus be a Goyal Chazak, even though it looks like year 2000 years, 1950 years that we're in Golis. Like, well, when are we ever going to get out of it? When it's time for the Gula, it comes in a second. You won't even have time for the dough to rise. It's mamish in, as they say, it's Goyal Mehera Laman Shemecha, Ki Goyal Chazaka, because you have the Yecholus to do it, Mehera, in a second, in a way that no one else could possibly do. We can't attribute to any human Kaychis Bechlal. It's only the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, you could do it b'mehir. Baruch Ata Hashem, we end off the bracha, Goyal Yisrael, like we mentioned beforehand, is refer the Pashup Shad, according to it, Rashi learned, Shuto Shel Mikra. Rashi learns that the it's not going on the Gula Asidah, it's going on the constant Tzaris that people have. Goyal Yisrael, every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Goyal from the Tzaris that have to do with that thing. Even if you learn that it's going on the Gula Asidah, the Maisa, everything that's happening in the Golis is all leading up to the Gula Asidah. The Goyal Yisrael, it's a short writer, a little bit every day, it's another chelik of the Gula Asidah. Mamilo, there's a Gula happening right now. Goyal Yisrael, right now, everything that's happening is a chelik of the Gula.
Stop it.